Okay.
The Rav didn't remember exactly what Rav Moshe said. He assumes that it was because of that. He doesn't think that he asked as far as his memory.
Okay.
Study him.
Okay. The Torah tells us, "Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Emor v'kohanim bnei Aaron, Amarta lehem, and nefesh lo yitama ba'amo." So it's interesting, the lashon Emor. Okay. Sometimes we have like Yom Hashem Moshe Daber Bnei Yisrael Amarta Lehem. We have Dibur and Emor. Here it's just Emor. Emor Amarta, no Lashon Dibur. But then, say by the Parsha to Moedim, in this week's Parsha, it says Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Daber Bnei Yisrael Amarta Lehem. It starts with Dibur, then it goes to Amira. Or here you have in Parshas Pinchas on page 5. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe lemor tzavis bnei Yisrael v'amarta lehem. So what's why sometimes only Amira, sometimes Dibor? So the Kasim Sofer on page 12 says the following, and then we have the Medrash Rabbah on page 8, Amoros Hashem, Amoros Tahoros. So what's this idea? So he says like this. Emor Kohanim Amarta B'Medrash Rabbah on page 12. Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chaninai Posach Amaros Hashem Amaros Toros Kesef Tzorf Ba'olil Zukach Shivasayim. Yishlom Adim B'chol HaTorah Techeim B'Parshat Moedos K'siv V'Edab Hashem Amos Shalemor. Right? V'Yasov K'siv V'Edab Amos Shalemor V'Yisrael Lokos Kosov Amira El Adibor. So here, a lot of times it says Vaydaber Shal Moshe Leimor. In Parshas Moedos, it only says Vaydaber Moshe Moedei Hashem or Bnei Yisrael. It doesn't say Amira. However, in the Parshas Moedos, that's in Parshas Moedos in Emor. In Pinchas, you have the Moedos of the Korbanos, and there it says Vaydaber Shal Moshe Leimor. It's obvious Bnei Yisrael. So how come sometimes it's only Dibur? Sometimes it's... Now we know that usually Dibur is Lashon Kasha, Amir is Lashon Raka, but Chasam Sofer is going to say a new idea. Ha'inyan Kemal Chazal, time in the Gezerah Chadosha lo Megalim Atam, we know the halacha is that if Chazal make a new Gezerah, you don't reveal the reason until 12 months. Because then it's already accepted. Because then, if you're going to say the reason right away, people are going to say, I don't like this reason, da 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 da. So therefore, don't tell people do it. And then in 12 months, you'll give them the reason. By then, it's already ragil that they accept it upon themselves. He says, mitamze ila galus imke tamei mitzvos. The same thing, if a person is not on a high madrega, and you tell him the reasons of mitzvos, it's not good. Because he's going to say, if a person's not a high madrega, and you tell him the mitzvahs, you know what he's going to say?
this reason doesn't really apply, you know. If the person is a big manmin, he'll say, okay, I do it, because Hashem, this is, I don't start, you know. But he says that the Gedolim, the second line on the left column, Hashuvim Megalim Miyad. That if somebody is on a high madrega, then you can tell him the reason right away, because he's not going to question. He's on a high madrega. So he says. So now he says a beautiful word. The difference between dibur and amira, a new pshat. Dibur, who dibur kloli, b'li perish omika inyan. Dibur is basically a general statement. I'm just telling you generally what the halacha is. I'm not getting into the reasons or I'm just telling you. Amiru mufresh is gluya. Kadosh Baruch Hu Amar Daber Bnei Yisrael b'tchila dibur kloli. First, he says b'dibur kloli on page 12. V'chakek shiyeh hadover miyushav behem achakek leimor l'farish inyan hadekhetiv. So he's saying a new pshat, that dibor is just a general command. Amira is more specific, more detailed. So Parshas Emor doesn't say Lamor, it just says Vaidaber Moshe. Why? Because in the beginning, when Klal Yisrael weren't on such a high madrega, Hashem just has to tell them the tzivui without too many details, because they have to accept it. Because if you tell too many details and they're not on a high madrega, they're going to start questioning too much. The law mirror Klal. Ki adai lo gila hem rozei ator v'amira brura ach tzof mem shana shekvar amdu al adas. But at the end of 40 years, when they're already on a high madrega, Chazal say it takes 40 years to understand Das Rabo. See, in Parshas Pinchas, that was after 40 years. So that was a long time. That was at the end. So then Hashem can tell them all the details. Then it's Vayomer. But in Parshas Emor, it's Vaydaber Moshe Esmodei Hashem of Bnei Yisrael, because they have to what? They have to accept it in general terms, no, and can't question. Because if you give them too much, and they're not on a high madrega, they're going to question. As Gidlam Kol Razi Amodim, Zebona Av V'chol Parshas HaTorah, Omnom Parshas Kedushas Kohanim, Shadimer Moshe im Aaron u'shnei banav kedoshe elyonim lohelim mehem kerega. Okay, lohuzkar b'dibur klal ki im emor al kohanim. So he says. So that's, he says, the pshat by Moadim. Parshas Moadim and Pinchas in Emor, it only says Vaydaber, because he can't go into too many details, because they have to accept. Once they're much more mature in Parshas Pinchas, he can say Vaydaber Shem Moshe Leibur. You can say the Amira. How about Kohanim? It's only Amira, and more about Marta. Because Kohanim are on that high in Madrega. So then you could start right away with them more. For the Rishayim, you can't say the Amira, because they're not gonna. They're gonna always question. They're not gonna accept. So I think that's a very important idea. You know, people think they're Ibra Chachams. You know, the people Ibra Chachams. That's a vort that Rav Shechta says over. We found it. Rabbi Moshe Shapiro helped me find it in the Al Sheikh and other svarim. We say this pasuk in the before Tkiyah Shofar. Those that say the pasuk before Tkiyah Shofar, Tuv Dam Vadas Lamdeini, Kibim Mitzvasecha Emanti. So you're asking Hashem to give me das to understand the mitzvahs. So the Al Sheikh, Moshe Shapiro pointed out, and other people here quoted in this sefer. Rav Shechta says over this pshat from and it's also from Moshe Ben Chaviv and Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky say over this idea. And Rav Shechta says it over. Tuv tava das lamdeini means teach me what the mitzvahs are all about. Keep mitzvasecha amanti, because I'm going to do them anyway. But I just would like to know. Because there's always afraid, if I'm going to tell you too much about the mitzvahs, then you're going to be an ibrachachem. And you're going to say, oh, besh, man, yeah, this doesn't apply. Blah, blah, blah. So, no, Hashem said, we pray, Hashem said, give me more understanding in Torah, because I'm going to do it anyway. Whether I understand, I don't understand, I have total submission to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a very important idea. And that works very well with the Chasam Sofer. That when they were in the higher Madrega, lower Madrega, it could only be Dibur, Dover Chloe, not too many details. When they're in Parshas Pinchas, then you could say, lay more. With the Kohanim, you could even start with Amira. Because they're on the higher Madrega, they're not going to knock on the question. So that is the... Then I want to share with you another idea. About Sfiras HaOmer in this week's Parsha. Says, Svartum lachem machar sashabas v'yom aviyachem es HaOmer tenuf ha-sheva shabosos t'mimos t'yena. So we know that there was a big machlokas between the Tzidukim and the Chachmei Masorah. Tzidukim say, well, this year wasn't a machlokas. It all came out to be the same. Because Pesach was on the Shabbos was on the first day. But normally it's a machlokas. But the Machar Shabbos means that you should... you should start Sfira on the second day of Shavuos. On the second day from Pesach. Or it always has to start on a Sunday. So the Tzidukim took it literally, Machar Shabbos, Shabbos Bracious, but the Chachmei Masorah say Machar Shabbos means what? What? Means, we understood Machar Shabbos to mean the day, the second day of Pesach, and they understood on a Sunday. So the Chasam Sofer on page 17 says he thinks it's a very fundamental machloikas. This is what he says. He says it's a beautiful idea. He says that he says, L'chora, you see it like this. If it's Mochras HaShabbos of Pesach, then it comes out that Shavuos is going to come out in the Zman Matan Torah. If it's not Mochras HaShabbos of Pesach, it's not going to be the same day. So the pshat is like this. Kof Olam HaKigigis, right? It was under duress. So one could question, why should we have a holiday about Matan Torah if it was under duress? It was not such a big deal, it was under duress. So Chasam Sofer says, but the Medrash Tanchuma says the duress was only what on Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebeksav we accepted willfully. So Mamela, so even if you say it's under duress, but we still have Torah Shebeksav to celebrate, which wasn't under duress. So it's good, we can celebrate Shavuos. So therefore we want to have 50 days, 49 days, counting from Pesach, so it will fall out of the day of Matan Torah. However, the Tzidukim, they don't believe in Torah Shebal Peh. So for them, there's one Torah. So then, if it was under duress, that was the only Torah that was. And that was under duress, so why should have any? So therefore, they say, that's why they believe it shouldn't have anything to do with Matan Torah. Because they only have one Torah, Torah Shebesav. That was under duress. So then, might as well just have a holiday, should have nothing to do with Matan Torah, because according to them, there was no Torah that was accepted willfully. So this idea of when it should fall out, it's not just time should it fall out on Sunday, should it not fall out on Sunday. It's the core of whether we believe that there's an also a Torah Shebal Peh. And that's... Yeah, the Tarchuma says Torah Shebal Ksav was Nasa V'Nishma. Torah Shebal Peh was Kofalei Maki Gigas. So for us, even if you were to say there should be a holiday for Torah Shebal Peh because it was under duress until you get to Purim, where they re-accepted it, so, but we still should have a holiday for Torah Shebal Ksav. So that's the Shavuos. We accept the Torah Shebal Ksav willfully. So therefore we want Shavuos to come out on the Zman of Matan Torah. But the Vaitusim, the Tzidukim, they held that what? That there's no such thing as Torah Shebal Peh. So the whole thing is Torah Shebal Ksav. So therefore, if it was under duress, it means that the Torah Shebal Ksav is under duress, according to them, because there's no two Torahs. For us, there are two Torahs, so we can have one under duress, one was not under duress. But if they held there only one Torah and it was under duress, so then it means the Torah Shebal Ksav is under duress, so then there's no reason to celebrate. So they said in the Hanami, the Yontif of the Shavuos has nothing to do with Torah. It's maybe an agricultural thing, like someone to say, or something like that. And that's why they wanted the doctor that you should explain the pasuk literally. So this way you divorce it from any time of falling out on when there was a Matan Torah. So that's on page 17. He says this idea. In other words, everything was under duress. So what's Nafsa V'Nishma? So Nafsa V'Nishma was maybe also under duress. It was also under duress. So these are the ideas that we learned, that the Chasam Sofer, interesting, these two Chasam Sofers. One Chasam Sofer about Tamei HaMitzvos, and the idea of that it's, you know, only when you're older and more mature and your moon is stronger, so then you're willing to accept the yoke of Torah even without anything. But and then the concept of our belief in Torah Shebal Peh, that we have a belief in Torah Shebal Peh, and that's our Mesorah, and that's why, if even though we may be only celebrating in the end, the full celebration of Torah Shebal Peh is only Purim, because that's when we finally accepted it, so that's when it became full. So here we can still celebrate Shavuos because of Torah Shebal Ksav, if you work with this with this Mahalach. But the idea being that, you know, one can't just decide, oh, this is the reason that the mitzvah doesn't apply anymore, because we have a Mesorah. Yiddishkeit is about a Mesorah. It's interesting, I just over lunch I was speaking to Rabbi Bodhi, somebody asked me a shaila. The shul bought a new Sefer Torah, and they want to know, the Rav of the shul want to know, should they make a Shechiyanu or something when they read for the... So Rabbi Bodhi thought, no, we don't find such a thing. We don't find such a minhag that people do such a thing. In other words, then, you know, after you know what the Mesorah is, then sometimes you can work back and say, okay, let's figure out what the reason is. But, you know, a lot of times it's saying, there's a Mesorah. And this is the, you know, this is the Mesorah that we have. We don't find that we, you know, and that's a big yesod in Yiddishkeit, is his understanding that there's a Mesorah of Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebal Peh, and you know, people have new ideas. It's good to be new, and but it has to be within a framework. It's not a Hefkerveld. And that's the Yisod that we have to realize. And Tamei HaMitzvos is only shayach to speak about when you realize that you still have the old Malchus Shamayim on you. Whether you feel the mitzvahs apply, you don't apply. You can go through a lot of mitzvahs and say, oh, maybe it doesn't apply, Bizman Hazeh, it doesn't apply. And you can, you know, because you weren't Makabel Ol Malchus Shamayim. It's just your idea of what applies, doesn't apply. So Bez Hashem, we should be Makabel Ol Malchus Shamayim, and then we have Tabel and Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebal Peh, and the Tamei HaMitzvos, but with the idea, like Rav Shechter pointed out, and the other Mefarshim say, Tuv Tam Vadas Lamdeini, but only because Kiv Mitzvosecha Hamanti, because I'm going to do them anyway.